Hello and welcome to Business Today's Daily Tech Wrap with me, Danny DeCruz, where I tell you what's been buzzing in the world of technology. So let's get started. Xiaomi launched the first smartphone of its sub-brand Poco, the Poco F1. Now this device comes with flagship specifications, not just flagship-like, but flagship specifications. The device comes with Qualcomm's flagship chipset, Snapdragon 845, which also powers the Galaxy Note 9 and OnePlus 6. Now the Poco F1 is not from Xiaomi's flagship Mi series. Instead, this new sub-brand is being built from scratch. Its flagship DNA is not only limited to its chipset, but also goes on to the features. Now the Poco F1 comes with something called liquid cool technology. To give you a perspective, only phones like the Galaxy Note 9 come with such a technology. Other than that, the Poco F1 also has an infrared sensor that helps with face detection in dark. The device will go on its first sale on August 29, 12 p.m. on Flipkart and Xiaomi's official website. Now, the Poco F1 has been launched in three variants. The base variant is priced as low as ₹20,999. It comes with 6GB of RAM and 64GB of internal storage. This also makes it the cheapest smartphone with Snapdragon 845. The second variant with 6GB of RAM and 128GB of storage is priced at ₹23,999. And the third variant, which comes with 8GB of RAM and 256GB of storage, is priced at ₹28,999. Now there's a fourth variant of the same device which comes with 8GB of RAM and 256GB of internal storage, but it also comes with a Kevlar back, but is priced at ₹29,999. Now despite being a new name, the phone is expected to go out of stock within a few seconds just because of its incredible specifications. If you want to purchase the device, make sure that your address and card details are fed in way in advance. Samsung's flagship Galaxy Note 9 is finally available in India, and the device has started shipping for those who had pre-ordered it. Samsung Galaxy Note 9 comes in two variants, one priced at ₹67,900, which comes with 128GB of internal storage and 6GB of RAM. There's another variant which comes with half a terabyte of internal storage and 8GB of RAM, which is priced at ₹84,900, which also makes it one of the most expensive smartphones in India. Samsung's Galaxy Note 9 comes with a new stylus and also has a bigger 6.4-inch Super AMOLED screen. The device will be available on Samsung's official store and Amazon, as well as retailers all over the country. From Android flagships, let's jump to iPhone flagships. The much-anticipated iPhones are expected to be launched on September 12th. The information is sourced from a German publication called Maserov. It claims that the device will be launched on September 12th and will go up for pre-orders on September 14th and will finally start shipping from September 21st. Now, these dates might be different for India. This year, Apple is expected to launch three new iPhones with a similar iPhone X-like design. One of these devices will come with an LCD panel, and this might be substantially cheaper than the other two. Few reports suggest that it will come with the A10 chipset and internal similar to the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. If this turns out to be true, this will definitely be an SE device. In terms of size, it will come with a 6.1-inch display panel and notch on top. That is all for the day, folks. Join us for more tomorrow. And if you like what we do here, please like, comment, and share. And do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And while you're doing that, please click on the bell icon to get notifications from our channel. Thank you.